This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Hey, isn't it good to be alive today? Isn't it good that God is on his throne no matter what happens in the world of politics, no matter what happens out there going on in the culture or current events? The Lord is reigning and ruling. The question is, do you know him? How has he changed your life? Who are you pointing to him? And that's why we try to do this program every day, to point people to Christ. I'm Stu Epperson, host of Truth Talk Live, one of many hosts. We've had some great hosts this week. Wow, coming in here, getting in the Word, mixing it up, asking some tough questions. Today will be up there with some of our tougher content, tougher questions, because today I debate on this radio show a pro-Trump black pastor. He's on the other line. We're about to bring him on. And you can tell him he's wrong, and please be gracious toward our guest, if you would, as you would want to be treated graciously, even if you disagree. I have made a commitment to this audience to have on an anti-Trump black pastor. We'll have everyone on to talk about it, because, and this isn't, don't see this as like the last program we're ever going to do. I mean, of course, the Lord could come back and that could be true, right? But see this as an ongoing discussion as we're working through these issues, because the primary has been settled and the presumed candidate on the Democrat side for president, Joe Biden, on the Republican side, Donald J. Trump, and a black minister who is openly supported Trump. His name has even been mentioned as a possible candidate for office on the Republican side. So he's black, he's a Republican, he's a man of God, he's an author. His name is Mason Weaver. And so, Minister Weaver, it is good to have you, sir, on Truth Talk Live. And I hope I set that up okay. I hope I didn't offend you too deeply in how I set that up.
It is absolutely impossible for you to offend me.
Okay, well, you said that to the wrong guy. Let's just
let me tell you. Try to offend me.
Well, okay, I don't know.
Because the reason why you cannot offend me is that I don't belong to me. So if want to offend somebody, you offend my creator.
Okay.
I am what he made me to be.
Okay. And I really do appreciate that perspective. I think there's something to learn, all of us to learn from that. That's very biblical, you know, finding your identity in who he is and what he's done in you, as opposed to in what other people think. So you have been open about your support for Donald J. Trump as a black minister who preaches and pastors and evangelizes, and also you've written books to this effect, sir. And so I wanted to ask you, and we'll give the phone number and let some callers weigh in and challenge you and disagree or agree with you and your premise. Tell us why you are a pro-Trump black pastor.
There is nothing that Donald Trump has done as president I want less of. And there's nothing that Joe Biden has done as president that I want more of. Everything he's done for America, he's done because he loves his grandkids. He loves a strong nation. Immigration is under control. The trade with China is under control. The oil was, we were pumping more oil than we had need of. We're the number one oil producing country in the world under Donald Trump. We have no wars under Donald Trump. I can't think of no reason why not. Also, by the way, Donald Trump is a Christian minister. He has had, every day he had ministers in his White House laying hands on him and praying for him. Although Biden seems to have the White House of little girl's hair to sniff.
Okay. So let me just get this elephant out of the room. Recently, I was in Nashville, Tennessee at the Religious Broadcasters Convention. They invited all the candidates to come speak, and Trump was the only one who acquiesced, who accepted the invitation and showed up to speak in front of maybe a couple thousand folks. Really interesting dynamic. A lot of pastors in the room, a lot of people of faith in the room, no doubt. A lot of detractors and people that didn't like him were there too.
Yeah.
But some folks messaged me personally, like, why would they even... and of course, they didn't know that they invited all the candidates, so that helped them feel better about that. But they're like, why would they even invite such a divisive, vulgar man who's been so racist and tearing our country apart to speak to the religious broadcasters? How do you defend that, sir?
Oh, they invited Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Trump racist. Oh, they call him Trump. That's their heart. That's all they can do is call him names. They invite divisive. He's not dividing. They're dividing because of him. He's not charging anybody in court. He didn't put 70 indictments on other people. He didn't have other people's homes raided. He didn't do that. They've done that. The man is righteous. There's no way possible for Donald Trump to survive what he has gone through unless God was with him.
Okay, I'm going to give the number because that's a pretty strong statement right there. If someone wants to take issue with this, umbrage with our guest, the number is 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Now, there's a sound clip being bannered around. I saw it on CNN, and they had another black minister. Now, I'm going to try to find another black minister that will come on and show this other side, who's an anti-Trump black pastor. But this other black minister on CNN said this is the most racist statement from a racist. This is the most racist president we've had. And it was a clip. I'm not going to play the clip. I don't have the clip. But it's a clip of Donald Trump saying that black people even identify with him because they've been wrongfully accused. And a lot of black people, according to this guy, took that as a racist statement. What are you saying?
Did
are
you
saying
a survey? Did you take a survey?
Well, that's what this guy said on CNN.
That's foolish. That is foolish. And what they divide us up by that? What Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. What Biden said is that they're going to put you back in chains. What Biden and Clinton did was go to black churches with a black accent and quote black songs. That's racist and condescending. But the most racist white man ever to be in the White House was Johnson, who took over after Lincoln was killed and got rid of the Fort Eggerson and a mule. And got rid of the legislation that Lincoln had put in place to make black folks priority in America. That was the most racist.
Okay.
Not Donald Trump.
Okay. He's the author of It's Okay to Leave the Plantation. He is a pro-Trump black or African-American minister. You prefer African-American? Oh, no.
You know better
okay.
than that.
Okay.
I'm American.
Mason Weaver is on the line, and I want to take some of your calls. What do you think about this, and how should Christians think through this critical issue of voting come November? 866-34-TRUTH.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Okay, what gives on this discussion? I have a pastor on who is pro Donald Trump. He's black, and he believes that there isn't all this racism out there, and he believes that believers should vote for Donald Trump. What say you? Do you agree with our guest or not? 866-34-TRUTH. How do we talk about this in a collegial, gracious way? There was a day in America where we had discussions and debate that were rigorous and vigorous without hating each other, without being angry. And I really like what our guest said, Minister Weaver, earlier. You said, look, you're not going to offend me because my identity is really in the Lord. Well, a lot of people are offended. A lot of people are shouting people down. I turn on these talk shows and they're just shouting each other. And we don't ever want that to, you know, this program to denigrate into that level. But how could you go against the grain of CNN, of most black pastors in America, and support Donald J. Trump, who is called a racist, a race baiter, a hate monger, a vulgar man, and all that stuff? How could you do that and tell us the basis of your belief here and what you would say to folks that disagree with you? And the number, if you want to call in and have a conversation, is 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884.
First off, there is no racism in America. We destroyed racism when we won the civil rights, the legal rights. I didn't fight in the 60s. I didn't march and demonstrate in the 60s to make white folks like me. I don't care if my neighbors don't like me for the color of my skin. I do not care. What I do care about is the government telling me I cannot live here. I cannot go there. It was a movement against the government. Number one, Donald Trump. Under Donald Trump, black people became 72% middle class. We had jobs. We were going to work, putting our kids in school, football care programs under Donald Trump. Under Biden, we lost all of that. Under Trump, the black community was having jobs in the oil business and the drilling business. We were working. So I don't see why anybody would want what we have now. The Democrat Party controls every ghetto in America, every inner city school, everywhere you saw a black man shot by a cop and a riot happened with a Democrat neighborhood. They still have control of the ghetto. They're just breeding slaves. The schools don't teach you anything. The schools don't provide you a way to make a living. And you're always being taught. I was in Miami 2 days ago. Big old billboard sign in the hood. Please don't shoot us, police. Let us live. Making people afraid of the police. You better be saying, please, Bloods and Crips, don't shoot us. Everywhere you find Democrats, you find poverty, drugs, gangs, and no schools, no jobs. That's why I do not like the Democrat Party. They're the party of slavery. They're the party with the war to keep the slaves. They're the party of the Fugitive Slave Act. They're the party that invented lynching and the KKK. Why on earth would a black person even think about supporting the Democrat Party?
Okay, so he's calling you out. If you are African-American and you support the Democratic Party and you want to respond, the number is 866-34-TRUTH. Is he going too far? 866-348-7884. Now, you were on not too long ago, a while back, Mason Weaver, and you talked about this idea that wherever the left runs a city, a la Chicago, a la Baltimore, that the crime is up, the education is down, and it's the same policies and the same bad money after good. How do you substantiate that? And why does that cycle continue?
It continues because we still believe the lies CNN tell us. Every time Democrats take over a city or a state, they breed poverty. They're the party that manage misery. They don't manage success. They hate success. That's why they want to control wages. They want to tax the rich. Folks, everything rich people do with their money creates jobs. And everything you tax, you have less of. They want less jobs. They want programs to feed your behind with, programs to train your children, programs to give you health care. They want to control everything you do like they had on the plantation. They love the plantation life. Democrat Party has always been a party of misery and death and destruction everywhere you find them.
Okay, let me ask you this. And again, if you want to weigh in on this conversation, if you disagree with our guest, the number is 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. This is Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. We look at every side of the issue. We look at it from a biblical perspective. And that's kind of where I want to go next. Earlier this week, we did a show about the faith. You know, the question is like, could you vote for a non-Christian? And I want to ask you, Pastor Weaver, why does your perspective, your side, insist on Donald Trump being a Christian? Because that contention, that statement instantly turns off a whole lot of people. And it says, well, I'm not going to vote for him because you're calling him a Christian. He doesn't seem to act like one, so I'm not going to vote for him. How do you defend that?
If you describe Trump based on what the media describes him as, that's going to be your perception. I think he's a Christian because he says he loves God. He acts like he loves God. He does things that are godly. He has Christian ministers that I respect in the White House praying over him, and he has increased the stance of Christians in this country. Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior. And you ask the question, would I vote for a non-Christian? I don't know if I could, unless there's some values in the principles he has explained, not what he's saying, but what he has done. Donald Trump, all of his life, has lived a virtual Christian left. Getting a divorce, we all do that.
I mean, the guy's, he's talked vulgar things about women. He's made fun of handicapped people.
On your program. You're not going to let him in your program. He had not talked vulgar.
He said some pretty rough things. He's got a mean streak to him. How Christian is it to lay into even your enemies like he does?
To lay into your enemies? You mean to tell me if the FBI came to your home and searched your house and went through your wife's underwear drawer, you'd not be a little upset? Yes, he's a man. But what he said in his tapes, the reason they misquote me also, he said the women come to Hollywood to be stars. And it's so eager to be a star, you can do ABC to them. He didn't say he did. You can do these things to them. And that's a true statement.
Okay, but here's my question. Why do you have to insist he's a believer? You don't know his heart.
I don't have to insist.
In other words, would you vote if he wasn't a believer, would you still vote for him?
I don't know how you'd know anybody that's a believer is running for office. How would you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thank you. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't think there is a criteria.
Because there's a group called a religious left. And they hear they have left religion. Yeah, well, I can't keep up with them. Nick, I can't keep up with him. St. Nick's in there giving me a time. We only got 30 seconds. I'm having to write down what he says so I can give a retort on the other side of the break. Can I phone a friend? Will a listener call in? We got someone calling right now. Maybe there's some help on this line. 866-34-TRUTH. I asked Mason Weaver about the religious left. He says they've left religion. But what makes them mad, okay, what makes the likes of Rush Moore mad and these people is they say, well, people like Mason Weaver, they called Donald Trump a Christian. How dare they? Because they call him a Christian, we're going to go vote for the other guy. Is that okay?
Go vote. I'm not interested in go vote for the other guy. I'm going to give you my opinion with you. Like it or
okay,
like.
Okay.
Yeah, I love me. I don't care.
Okay, we're going to get more of that opinion when we come back. I don't know if I can take it. I might need to take a nap during the break. 866-34-TRUTH. I may not have a job after this show is over. A black pastor who's pro-Trump. What do you say to him? More coming up after this. Hang on.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Call me old-fashioned, call me out of date, antiquated, whatever. I'm just not comfortable accusing a politician of being a believer. And we did the whole show on this. You know, you got a doctor, your brain doctor, who's top of his class, top medical school, has a 100% success rate, unbelievable, and you go to him, who he's vulgar, not a believer, or do you go to the nice, sweet little Christian brain doctor down here who's got about a 20% success rate? Boy, he sure is sweet! You know, so we did a whole show on this earlier in the week, and I just am trying to find some clarity, and we've brought on the show a pro-Trump black pastor to debate today and discuss, and I don't know how well I'm doing because he is he keeps loading up on me with his arguments, and so maybe some folks can help me at 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884 is our call-in number nationwide. I'm Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk Live, and it is a joy to have you on the ride with us today. Jamal, you're up next on Truth Talk Live. Jump on in here, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my calls, too. Hope everyone is doing well on your end.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having this topic. And I do appreciate the black pastor coming on and expressing his views for Trump. I have a kind of two-part statement. Respectfully, of course. I'm going to have to disagree with the pastor on there is an end of racism in this country. I think that's a bit of a stretch. There might be some strides that we've made. We probably have, I can't even say ended institutional racism because, you know, that's still going to the heart of man. And as long as there's sin in this world, then I think there's going to be room for racism. Have we made strides? Yes. So, I wouldn't say that. But I would say this. Where we've made strides, we can go along those paths to continue to make strides. Now, with that being said, I do want to ask you, Pastor, if you have had success in your circles, in your congregation on supporting Trump, How have you done that? Because I do believe that he is the better president. Any president or presidential candidate that goes to NRB that talks about the Bible, that is not afraid to talk about Christian values, unlike the other president, I think that's going to be the president that we all can be for. Because if you're for Christian values, that's going to be speak to any demographic, any kind of culture, anybody. So how have you had success in preaching that message?
Thank you for the question. First off, folks, understand, you don't know a Christian because they say they're a Christian. You know a Christian because of the dust they leave in the community. I should be able to know Stu by his reputation that he's a Christian man. So what Trump is doing is showing us, if you're looking for the truth, it's right there in front of you. On the racism stage, maybe I can rephrase that. Racism has no effect on us anymore. There's no law saying you can have a white only restaurant. There's no law saying you can, right. You got to be off the street by 9 o'clock. Those things have been gone. So you're free to go out here and compete in America. And everything that a black man thinks he can do, in spite of white men not liking it, we dominate. We can play basketball, they don't want us to. We can play football, they don't want us to. Singing, dancing, pimping women and selling dope. We dominate whatever we think we can do in spite of white folks and racism. So, sir, think you can own a business. Think you can be married 35, 40 years. Think you can raise your kids and pay your grandkids. Think you can be successful and do the things that lead to that, and there's nobody on this planet that can stop you.
Okay, now let me, and there's still a lot of folks that thinks that may disagree with that. There's a movie called Uncle Tom, the movie, that Pastor Weaver has actually endorsed, Uncle Tom, the movie, that has been censored by the major platforms, but you can Google that site and watch that movie and see a very interesting perspective. But I want to go to Sela, a caller who's been holding on for some time. Sela, you're on Truth Talk Live. Thanks so much for calling in. Welcome to the show. Hello, Sela. Okay, we might have a bad connection. Sela, are you there? Hello there. Okay, we lost Sela. Call us back. Get a better line. We want to hear from you. We're going to go to Richard. The number is 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We're getting into racism. We're getting into politics. What does a believer do? And why does this black pastor support Donald Trump? His name is Mason Weaver. He's on the air with us right now, defending his position and taking calls right now from Richard, Burlington, North Carolina. Listen to us on Mighty AM 830. You're on the air, Richard. Go ahead.
Thanks, Stu. Good show. Thanks for having this pastor on. I'm going to look him up now and see if I can visit his church. But I just wanted to point out one thing. There has not been a president in my lifetime, I'm 62 years old, not one who has voiced the gospel clearly in faith. They all have used, the classic American euphemisms. I'm on God's team. God's my guy. But but when pressed, none of them have ever said, Jesus is the only way. None of them have ever expressed a faith in the resurrection or even that they believe Jesus died on the cross. The basic things that we think of when we talk about expressing true saving faith, none of them ever have.
Yeah. So why don't we just take that out? And that's why I would press our guest. Why do you have to insist that this candidate you support is a born again Christian and make all those statements? Just take that out. He's a candidate. Look, both candidates could be vulgar. Both candidates could be crude. One just happens to want to kill our young. One just happens to want to protect our young. You know, so quit making an issue of faith. I mean, or quit making the accusation of faith.
Stu, you cannot deny your faith to make others comfortable.
I'm not denying my faith. I'm talking about other people's faith. I don't want to buttress up his faith in order to get voters.
I express my faithful belief that Donald Trump is a Christian, and if that offends someone, that's their business.
Okay, listen, I sat down with a black pastor 10 years ago. I had Mitt Romney on this show and debated him on this show. about Mormonism. Yep. Okay, somewhere there's a CD of that discussion. Okay, I don't mean, maybe the only Christian talk shows to have him on, and I openly disagree with his Mormonism. But I talked to him about pro-life. I said, why should Christians vote for you? A black pastor took me to lunch, and he said, Stu, have you looked at Mormonism? Have you ever studied Mormonism? Do you know what they teach? He's a liberal, left-leaning, Democrat, black pastor, and said, Stu, how could you ever vote for a Mormon? That's what he said to me. What would you say to him, Mr. Weaver, Pastor Weaver?
I'm voting for Trump because he's expressed himself on the policies that govern this nation that I agree with. And since being a Christian, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you I think he's a Christian. But I'm not voting for him because I think he's a Christian. I'm voting for him because the policies he's already done has been good for America.
Okay.
You cannot name one thing he's done that has not been successful.
Well, okay, Richard, real quick, your thoughts on that?
Just one thing. Of all of them in my lifetime, Donald Trump's the most honest because he's not the one who is trying to say what you just what he thinks you want to hear. He lays it out straight.
Well,
and he's a Christian or not.
The problem is he says a whole lot of other things, too, that gets people mad and that gets Christians to say they don't want to vote for them. And then they throw in with the pro-abortion candidate.
If a Christian would vote for a pro-abortion candidate because the man says a bad word, then that's a foolish Christian.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's talk to Sella. She's back on. Sella, you're on Truth Talk Live with our guest, Minister Weaver, a pro
Trump. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. A pro Trump black pastor.
I'm sorry, wonky phone.
You're fine. You jump on in here. What do you say? What do you think?
Okay, I just it caught my eye or the light bulb went off when you said, well, then why make that a. But no, all I know is I'm not voting. They call Trump Hitler. Okay, even a couple of my neighbors. And I have to bite my tongue around here. But anyway.
Okay.
How many babies alone, just on that point alone, which is enough, he doesn't believe in abortion. Okay. And not to mention all the other the other stuff going on. We already know.
So do you agree with our guest or do you disagree with our guest, Sella?
That he has to be a Christian?
Yeah, I mean, do you believe?
No. I mean, if we're down to where we are right now, prayerfully it will come to him if it hasn't already.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it's lesser of two evils, and one is clearly blatantly evil.
Okay.
And it's not Trump.
Wow. I'm getting ganged up on here. I got that Sella is jumping in here with some strong arguments, and our guest. I can't take it. Okay. Let's go to another caller. Sella, thanks for your call. I want to come back to the Hitler comment because that's come up a few times by the left insisting on calling
Hitler because they hate. They want you to tell them the truth.
And that's an interesting thought. Now, Timothy, a Charlotte caller, listen to us on 105.7. Timothy, please hang on. You're at the top of the list when we come back. And you can join Timothy, Bill, and Janine on the phone lines yourself if you call 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884. More Truth Talk Live coming up right after this. What about the Hitler connection? Is there one, or is that just a jab, a cheap shot? Hang on.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
People ask me all the time, how do you get the energy? I try to avoid caffeine. I'm hearing some bad things about it in health, but I want to say thank you. By the way, we're going to get right back to the phone lines. The number is 866-348-7884. I want to give a hearty thank you to our friends at Mighty Muscadine. Le Bleu Ultra Pure Bottle Water started this company. They discovered the rich health benefits of the muscadine grape, the state fruit of North Carolina. And Pastor Weaver, have you heard of the muscadine grape? Ever heard of this thing?
No, I have. Okay. I have not.
Well, you've heard of quercetin. Maybe you've heard of resveratrol. Maybe you've heard of all that stuff. You can get all of that from this delicious drink, Vine-tastic, or the capsules. I've taken four of these capsules every day for probably the last 10 years. I rarely get sick. I'm still playing full-court basketball, but it's just a strong antioxidant. So if you care about your health, you can learn more about all these products at mightymuscadine.com. And when you go there, enter promo code TRUTH for more savings. These folks stand with Christian Radio, so we can tell the truth, speak the truth in love, so we can speak out against the evils of our culture in a gracious way. We can lead people to Christ on the earth. So many people have been touched by Christian Radio. We're supported by our friends at Mighty Muscadine. And their website, again, is mightymuscadine.com. Check out the delicious juice, the Vine-tastic, their lotions, all loaded with antioxidants, all healthy for your body, and the capsules. Four a day are what I've been taking. And just go to mightymuscadine.com and look at the research they've done. Millions of dollars have been spent at a major medical university institution researching this product, and it's remarkable, the test, the human trial tests that have come back. So thank you, mightymuscadine.com, promo code TRUTH for savings. He's a black pastor. He's supporting Donald Trump. What do you say to him? Anyone want to disagree? Maybe Lee can help me out here, because I've had so many agreeable callers. Lee, you're on Truth Talk Live with Minister Mason Weaver. Jump on in here.
Okay, so, like, didn't Donald Trump say something about he did more for some people than Jesus did?
Yeah, what about that, Mason Weaver?
I have no idea. When did he say it? I didn't hear him.
Jesus, Donald Trump said that he did more for some people than Jesus did.
When did he say it? Okay. I don't remember him saying it.
Okay, well, let's move on. Yeah. Lee, jump. Okay, but Lee, what about some other things now? What are some other things that you would disagree with our guest?
So, when he makes fun of people.
Yeah, he makes fun of people, Mason Weaver.
Like, he makes fun of people. Like, if they go through something and that other people wouldn't go through, he might say that they deserved it.
Yeah.
They didn't get something.
Well, he has been cruel. I mean, look, there is evidence. There is evidence. There are sound bites of him being cruel. How do you defend that? I mean,
I don't know how you define cruel, but I just want to know where you're hitting stuff from.
So Donald Trump said that he did more for the Jews. Yes, sir. So Donald Trump said he did more. Sir.
Go ahead, Lee. Go ahead.
So he said he did more for the Jews than Jesus did.
Ooh.
When did he say that? Tell me when he was in the White House.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask. Okay. So our guest isn't familiar with those statements, but Lee, anything else? Lee, what would you say the biggest issue you have with a black pastor who supports Trump? Real quick. Go real quick.
I learned the same thing he learned about how Democrats was against people being free, but with racism, it got stronger when Trump got in the White House, I feel like, because...
Whoa, sir. Understand, under Trump, we had a record number of money given to the historically black colleges, a record number of money. Under Trump,
he could with business.
Okay, well, how many black jobs did he create, Pastor Weaver? How many jobs did he?
I don't know how many. It's a record number. A record number of months of black colleges. You had black ministers marching with him, meeting with him. You never saw that before. So you got to stop listening to Democrats. They're the party of lies. They will continue to tell you how bad things are. But there's nothing Donald Trump did.
So I don't listen to the Democrats. I don't listen to them. I just listen to the news when they report,
listen to Democrats. If you listen to the news, you listen to Democrats. They own CNN. They own MSNBC. They own NBC. They own it. You're listening to them.
That's a pretty strong accusation. Okay. Well, listen, let me tell you something. Let me give Lee a little word of praise. Thank you, Lee, for calling this show and for speaking out.
For sure,
and
sir.
At least, we're having a conversation, right?
Yes, sir.
So, God bless you. South Carolina caller, I believe you're listening on the new 96.9 in the upstate right there.
I am, yes, sir.
I love
my
that station.
Channel.
All right. Well, God bless you, Lee, and good to hear from you, and good to set the record straight on some things, and we'll continue this conversation. In the meantime, we got to jump over to Beardre. You are on, I hope I pronounced your name right, a Virginia caller. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Fantastic. The brother that you have in there with you now, he knows his word, and it's just that. You know them by their fruits, and I am so sick and tired of fill in the blank Pelosi, fill in the blank Biden, and justifying murdering kids. Give me a break.
Okay.
And I'm glad you brought up that he's a pervert.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. She agrees.
He's spot on when he says your news sources. Yeah, if you want to be misled, there's no excuse now.
Yeah. Well, that's one reason we have Truth Talk Live, because what you see isn't always the truth, but we're coming at it from a biblical perspective, which is why I'm very careful before I hang that big C Christian sign on someone's head, especially a politician. So, but I,
especially politicians, the guy you got on here now, you'll know him by his street.
Okay.
And I am so glad to be joining the, I just am a newcomer to the thing, and you can expect some more trash from me in the future if you answer your phone.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your call. Let's go to John, who disagrees with our guest. John, you're on Truth Talk Live calling in. Go real quick. We're running at the end of the show. Go ahead, quick. Your biggest issue, would you say, is?
My biggest issue with that is that we have to be honest with ourselves, just as individuals. If I'm, no matter if you're black, white, whatever it is, but just who Trump is, just as a person, he's already showed who he is, how he operates within society. Because people can look at a black person and say, okay, you have all these felonies and things like that, and they can shun you away. But Trump can do the same thing, and you don't look at him the same. You know, it's something
what
that
did he, do?
He fought for. There's something that looks good, you know, to him.
Okay,
he's in court. He's paying money out. He's paying millions of dollars.
No, he hasn't been
currently.
What felony has he been convicted of?
He's paying millions of dollars out. He's already been convicted. He's
and
paying millions
going,
of dollars
sir,
out.
Sir,
and
sir,
that's
you have Democrat DAs. You have Democrat DAs putting up outrageous fines on him that will be thrown out by the court. But they gave those fines on him, so you can think Trump is a monster. Trump has not done anything.
I don't. Trust me. We are all human. Everybody.
Okay, but so I'm saying, John, if Trump is vindicated in this current case, where there's a Democrat leftist judge, there's a DA that's been chasing him and trying to target him, there's all kinds of left wing and right wing developers that have done exactly what he's done, completely legal. If he's vindicated in this case, then do you support him, or what other reasons would you be against him?
The only reason is because Trump looks different. Everything's like we're in the South. Everything looks different. The thing that changes Trump is the color of his skin. That's the only thing.
What are you talking about?
Him.
Trump
that's
is only, get half a billion dollar fine.
Well, that makes, and his money. That's the only thing that makes things.
So do you believe Trump is? Do you believe Trump is a racist? Because our guest brought up the fact that he gave record number of dollars to black colleges. He gave record number of jobs. He gave record number of prison relief.
There is allegedly, like I said, y'all can look it up. There's reports where Trump has said some words about people of color.
Man.
You know, so
you know what, did Trump say, sir?
Okay, John brought that up. Okay, hold on. I got to jump in as referee. John brought that up now. Mr. Pastor Weaver, you respond. What's your question?
Did Trump say if you vote for Trump, you're not black? Did Trump pass the citizen bills that put more black men in jail? Democrats have always hated you and ruled over you. They have not freed you. What Trump has done for black people is free us to make our money, take care of our kids, own businesses now, own homes now, own our own future now. He's not taking care of you. He don't own any slaves. He is a party against Democrats. You're fighting against your own self.
And Pastor Weaver, I never said I did agree with everything that what Democrats are doing. But Pastor Weaver, I don't want you to be lost and forget that you're a black man in America. And that's the difference.
I've been black for 74 years, dude. I'm not gonna forget that.
Everywhere you go, you will be judged.
I don't care who judges me. White folks don't like me.
Come on.
You crazy? Are you insane? I'm not trying to please white people.
Okay, here's the question. But I think, John, what you're saying is, Pastor Weaver, if you could get pulled over, go on the speed limit, normal, you could be pulled over for racial profiling. How do you feel about that?
Yeah,
I'm 74 years old. I've never been racially profiled.
Okay, John has, though, right, John?
Yes, I've been, and mind you, this was not in North Carolina. This was somewhere else.
By the way, John,
let him finish.
I've been pulled over 4 days. I have no record. I'm clean. I'm very educated. I was pulled over 4 days in a row.
Whew.
This happened to me personally. Why I was pulled over? Because I was black. They didn't have nothing.
Let me respond. Okay, we're almost out of time. Mason Reaver, what do you say to that? How do you argue with that? Four times in two days.
I believe you. I believe you have been pulled over four times. I believe you've been arrested profile, and I guarantee you it was in a Democrat-controlled neighborhood. Guarantee it.
Oh my. Okay.
No,
okay. Hey guys, we're gonna have to move on. We're out of time. Hey, but John, I'm really glad you called. Let's keep looking to the Lord. Minister Weaver, thanks for being on. We'll do another show just like this. Check us out. Listen to the podcast. Back again tomorrow.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.